TED Audio Collective.
Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com, designed for work.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
A quick new idea, daily, from the world's greatest TEDx talks. I'm your host, Atossa Leoni, and this is TEDx Shorts.
We begin preparing students for careers as early as primary school, while also trying to socialize them into becoming helpful members of society. But does that balance shift when they get to university? Debbie Haskey-Leventhal is a professor of management at Macquarie Business School. She sees many universities incentivizing research and financial return rather than building a student body that will offer a positive social impact after graduating. In today's talk, Debbie discusses the concepts found in emerging purpose-driven universities that are responding to students' desires to be better citizens in their communities.
What is the purpose of universities, and what is the role in the world? Many would say it's to educate students and conduct research, and this is true, but somehow focusing too narrowly on these two goals got us to be perceived as ivory towers and detached institutions for the elite. I believe many universities still focus too narrowly on ranking, profits, and graduate income instead of the impact that we can create in society and in the world. Recent admission scandals in the US and university leadership corruption elsewhere, with focusing too much on impact factors instead of social impact, and on how much our graduates make instead of the difference that they can make, is what got us here. What we need is to become more impactful and purposeful. What we need is a purpose-driven university. So a couple of years ago, I started asking myself, what if? Which is always a great exercise. What if universities could become more purpose-driven? What if universities could utilize their resources, their knowledge, amazing intellect, their people, even their physical campuses, to create an impact in the communities in which they operate, global community, and the environment as well? I started asking myself, why does the world need us? And if we were to close down tomorrow, what would be lost forever? And why should anyone care? So I started diving into this, and what I discovered was remarkable examples of universities undergoing a transformational change, shifting away from the obsession of being the best in the world to being best for the world. Like the University of Pennsylvania, working to bring out Western Philly out of poverty. Columbia University, reaching out to refugees, even sending its teachers to work in refugee camps. Bentley University, where students use Skype to teach English to students in Afghanistan. Stanford, using its amazing research capabilities to fight poverty. And here in Sydney, UTS, with its remarkable social impact framework centered around the idea of it being an agent for social change. What these universities are doing is discovering their purpose, which is the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. That got me thinking about what was the original purpose of universities and about the connection between the word university and universe, because universities were supposed to be a whole community of scholars studying together to make the world a better place. We somewhat shifted away from this original purpose. When I talk about purpose-driven universities, what I'm actually talking about is impact purpose. It's the purpose of helping others, benefiting others, making a difference in someone else's life. Impact purpose gives you a sense of meaningfulness, purposefulness, even happiness. I hear a lot of students and other young people say that they're waiting to find their purpose, to discover their purpose. And my message to them and to you is, don't wait to discover your purpose. No one is going to be knocking on your door with a FedEx, here is your life purpose. What you need to do is start living a purposeful life. And you can do that by finding the sweet spot between what you're good at, what gives you joy, and the impact that you can create while doing those things. The purpose is an aspirational reason for being, something that inspires and provides a call for action. So you could see how purpose is often tied to benefiting others. In the last few years, I've been working with the United Nations Prime to ask business students to do research about business students around the world. And I've asked them, how much would you be willing to forego of your future salary to work for a responsible employer? And I was shocked to discover that 95% of the students would be willing to forego some level of their salary, and that 1 in 5 students would be willing to sacrifice more than 40% of their future salary to work for an employer who is holistically responsible. That is a very strong signal our students are sending us as their educational institutions and their future employers. The time for a purpose-driven university movement is now. Business as usual is no longer an option for universities. We need to become a force for good in the world, really focusing on our connection with the community and how we can better contribute to it. If university leaders don't start leading this, students are going to show them the way, and they already are. There are student movements all around the world which are showing us what it means to be sustainable, responsible, what it means to have social activism in our campuses. It's time for university leaders, staff, students, and other stakeholders to work together to define the purpose of each university, live by it, work with the community to achieve it, and then share an incredible story of impact and change. My university did not just provide me with education. It provided me with a life-changing opportunity to live a purposeful life and to find my own purpose, which today I define as using my own knowledge, research, and teaching to create a positive impact on the world. This is what a purpose-driven university is all about.
The TEDx talk you just listened to was recorded at a TEDx event in Sydney, Australia. All TEDx events are independently organized by volunteers who believe in TED's mission of ideas worth spreading. Special thanks to the organizing team at TEDx Macquarie University. Want to listen to the full talk? Find Debbie's talk and more at ted.com/TEDxShorts. I'm Atossa Leone. Thanks for listening and see you next time.